Ready to go. Dinner. Oh, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down. Black or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into... Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
Well, when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry. I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
I know that you've heard all kinds of stories about me, that I am a racist.
Arizona, do we love Arizona? We love Arizona. It's such a beautiful state. All the beautiful women, great golf, the dry heat. They call it a dry heat. Okay, not so bad in the dry heat. And I told my wife, Madagascar, I said, darling, we're going to Arizona. And I told her, you know what I love about Arizona even more than the women and the golf and the beautiful weather and the great MAGA people? I said, I love the iced tea. They got the great iced tea, those big canisters, the very big. And believe me, I can drink those. I can grab two of them if I need to. But they were such tall cans. And I remember they was at 99 cents. And whenever I'd go into the corner grocery store in Manhattan or Queens, where I'm from, and I'd grab one of those big Arizona cans, and I'd say, how much? And they'd say, 99 cents, sir. And I'd say, 99 cents for all this iced tea. So much iced tea. But you put it on the can, you put it right on the can so they couldn't. You go into some of those stores sometimes and you say, can I get this 5-ounce cup of water? And the tough Korean says to you, 350, sir. And you go, 350 for the cup of, a little thing, 350. But Arizona, you gave us that iced tea, those big iced teas, and they put it right on the can so they couldn't change the price on you. So we love that. So we're in this beautiful church, great church. Okay, and do we love our faith? We love the faith. All the Corinthians, the Leviathans, all the books, the great books. And Mike, normally I say hi to Mike. Mike couldn't be here. He loved it that we were having our great rally at a church. And by the way, they're not going to show, not a seat empty, because they're fake news. But I said to Mike, you got to come to the church. We're having a great faith rally. And he said he was going to the glory hole. He said, glory to God. And he said he was going to go to the glory hole. So he's in a more holy place. He's in a more strong faith place. But we love our Mike Pence.
Every day brings fresh new evidence of the depravity and amoral criminality of the Trump administration. The details may differ, but in many ways it feels like the same day over and over again.
He's got to be stopped. He's out of his gourd.
This is Groundhog Day. If the ceremony was waiting for the groundhog to make his way down the ramp, no matter what, it takes him 6 more weeks of winter to get from the top to the bottom. Congress could spend the next decade investigating Trump and still not get to everything. He's a racist tax cheat who profits from his office, wants to slow down testing for a pandemic he ignored. He's facing new accusations that he extorted multiple countries to interfere in our elections. And just today, we heard damning congressional testimony from a prosecutor in the Roger Stone case alleging the top Justice Department officials intervened to get favorable treatment for Stone because he was a political ally of the president.
At a House Judiciary Committee hearing later today, a federal prosecutor plans to testify that Attorney General William Barr and his top deputies gave inappropriate orders on cases in an effort to cater to President Trump.
Roger Stone was treated differently because of politics. What I heard repeatedly was that this leniency was happening because of Stone's relationship to the president, that the acting U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia was receiving heavy pressure from the highest levels of the Department of Justice, and that his instructions to us were based on political considerations. And I was told that the acting U.S. attorney was giving Stone a break because he was afraid of the president of the United States.
The president subverted the rule of law to get favorable treatment for a political ally and key go-between in Russia's criminal conspiracy to help Trump win the 2016 election. And the Stone news comes just days after Trump's DOJ ousted one of the most powerful prosecutors in the country, the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. That's the office currently overseeing several investigations of Trump and his allies, including Trump's lawyer and sundowning gremlin Rudy Giuliani. Trump is using the cover of a series of acute national crises, from institutional racism and police brutality to the pandemic to the economic crash, to dismantle the rule of law and protect himself and his cronies. It's like if Nixon had managed to distract everyone from Watergate by crashing his car into a Dairy Queen. There are days when it can feel difficult to fully capture the gravity of the situation we're in, but then there are other days when you realize there really are no words to convey just how seismically, historically, earth-shatteringly stupid everything is right now. Like yesterday when the president spoke to an auditorium of so-called Students for Trump in a state, Arizona, which is currently seeing a record-setting spike in coronavirus cases, and he amped up the crowd with this super racist comment.
There's never been anything where they have so many names. I could give you 19 or 20 names for that, right? It's got all different names. Wuhan. Got Wuhan was catching on. Coronavirus, right? Kung flu, yeah. Kung flu.
You know, racists like to complain that the rules are changing all the time and they don't know what's okay to say, what isn't. But that would have been racist in 1920. That's like something a racist fourth grader would spray paint in the bathroom and get expelled for. Unless that school required 2/3 of the Senate to vote to expel, in which case Susan Collins will be telling us, I think Timmy has learned his lesson in regards to spray painting. He's spray painting behind me right now, isn't he? I don't know what to say anymore, man. He just sucks so hard. Just a thoroughly cretinous, irredeemable Mr. Tomato Head, slinking back to the White House like he just got kicked out of a party at Studio 54 for doing whippets in the bathroom. He has to be the biggest douche on earth, and I say that knowing full well that Kid Rock is out there somewhere filling up a pair of flag pants with chili dog farts. It's especially disheartening to hear the audience losing their minds like Gallagher just walked out with a watermelon. Now, the audience was supposed to be Students for Trump, and I'm just guessing, but the word students and Students for Trump probably has a pretty loose definition. They're probably students the way Trump is, you know, married. But don't worry. Trump made sure to follow up his trademark racism with some breathtaking stupidity, too.
COVID-19. I say, what's the 19? COVID-19. Some people can't explain what the 19. Give me the COVID-19. I said, that's an odd name.
What do you think it means?
COVID-19, of course, is when a freshman goes off to COVID and they gain weight, sometimes as much as 19 pounds. The COVID-19, if you will.
I mean, why do you think they call it the 2020 election? Do you think you need perfect eyesight to vote? Of course, as always, when he says some people, he means himself. That's his trademark way of admitting he doesn't know something. As soon as someone explains to him what the 19 stands for, you can be sure he'll say something like, people don't know this, but the 19 stands for the year it was discovered. That's something most people just found out very recently and not something they were told multiple times, but they forgot because they don't really listen in meetings.
Cases in Texas are going up. I'm seeing a lot more cases every day than I was seeing for the last 3 months. Most of them are young, healthy people.
Certainly a concerning uptick that we've seen lately.
Hotspot to me is New York City. Freezer trunks with bodies in it, and I, you know, quickly went to denial. It's not possible. Greenville can't be a hot spot.
We're seeing a lot of patients who are sick. We don't need to be sick.
Stick to the rules. Wear your mask. Social distance, and it is real.
COVID never really went away, and so it was kind of slow and steady for a while there. We were all kind of looking at the numbers with trepidation, or maybe even a little bit of a sense of dread, seeing some pushback from people who have quarantine fatigue, and knowing how that can affect our numbers here is troublesome.
Back in March, when we first realized how serious it was, a lot of people were like, damn, this might not be over until like the summer. Well, summer's here, and it turns out Corona might just be getting started.
Across the country, states are shattering coronavirus records with nearly 35,000 cases yesterday in the U.S., the highest one-day total in 2 months. Today in Florida, a record 5,500 new cases, while California has seen a 29% jump in hospitalizations in just 2 weeks. And in Texas, the governor sounding the alarm.
Houston's Texas Medical Center reports 97% of the area's current ICU beds are filled, nearly 3 out of 10 with COVID patients.
Texas Children's Hospital is admitting adults to free up beds for COVID patients.
If anything, the plague is getting worse. Yesterday, the number of new cases grew to their highest level since April. What? April? Come on, we have to have made progress since April. I don't want to go back 5 months, 6, 10 years. It's impossible to know. The COVID spikes are especially bad in 3 states. Florida reported a new daily high of 5,508 cases. Texas reported more than 5,000 cases, its largest single-day total yet. And Arizona added more than 3,600 cases, also a record. Okay, that sounds bad, but remember, in Arizona, it's a dry death. Things are so bad in the rest of the country that New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut will now require certain out-of-state travelers to quarantine upon arrival. So if you're from out of state and want to visit the Big Apple, forget about it. Seriously, they don't want you there. The tri-state area is not alone with cases surging in the United States. The European Union is prepared to block Americans from entering.
Build that wall. 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 Build that wall! Build that wall!
Dr. Anthony Fauci testified before the Senate today, warning that the U.S. risks losing control of this pandemic.
We're going in the wrong direction if you look at the curves of the new cases. So we've really got to do something about that, and we need to do it quickly. Short answer to your question is that clearly we are not in total control right now.
Dr. Fauci, based on what you're seeing now, how many COVID-19 deaths and infections should America expect before this is all over?
I can't make an accurate prediction, but it is going to be very disturbing. I will guarantee you that. We are now having 40 plus thousand new cases a day. I would not be surprised if we go up to 100,000 a day if this does not turn around. And so I am very concerned. I think it's important to tell you and the American public that I'm very concerned because it could get very bad.
So on the one hand, we have scientists searching for a vaccine, sequencing genomes, and generally busting their ass on an unprecedented effort to understand and defeat this pandemic. On the other hand, we're 6 months into this thing, and the guy in charge of the response is still trying to figure out the name of the virus.
Give me 2 more months, guys. I think I can crack it. I think the 1 and the 9 goes together. It makes 10 times 2 is 2020. That's what's happening now.
I guess what I'm trying to say is you might want to upgrade to Zoom Premium because we're going to be talking in those little boxes for a while.
Again, we had the strongest economy in the world.
Girl.
Did you have one in the back here, please?
Thank you. Mr. President, COVID cases continue to rise around the country. You said in your last stand-up special that you had asked your people to slow down testing in order to make the numbers look better, which, by the way, is f***ing brilliant. You're also not requiring people to wear masks at your rallies, which, well, that doesn't matter. Nobody goes to those anyway. But don't you think you should be following CDC guidelines and leading by example?
They're not mandatory guidelines. They're guidelines. They suggest you could wear them, don't have to wear them.
Well, I took the liberty of stopping by the drugstore on my way over and picked up a few samples for you to try out. Let's see. You got your standard 3-layer disposable. Can't go wrong with that. Oh, this one's kind of fun and flirty, right? No. Let's see. They were all out of N95s, but the guy behind the counter said this was a very popular model. Huh?
mean, most people can just make something out of a certain material. I won't be doing it personally.
You're looking awful grouchy. Cover your freaking face. Listen to Dr. Fauci. Cover your freaking face. Don't wait around for herd immunity, you reckless thug. And what a golden opportunity to hide that mug. Yes. Although you should require us to do what's right to do, you're siding with the virus, 'cause you're a virus too. So back up, girl, don't get in my space, and cover your freaking face.
I don't see it for myself, I just
And if you're feeling fancy, or on your way to prom, why not be more like Nancy? Make it a whole ensemble, yes. Tie up your face with a bandana, please. It's not taboo. Think of your poor old ailing Nana. She's counting on you not to kill her.
Please don't politicize it.
Don't be a pots like Pence.
Don't sit and scrutinize it. It's only common sense.
Don't spread droplets all over the place. Ew. Cover your freaking face.
You can do it, you don't have to do it. I'm choosing not to do it.
Da-da-dum, da-dum-dum, dance break. And in the same way, testing less would make COVID just quit. Maybe if we can't see your mouth, you won't say stupid. Huh?
Don't thumb your nose at science. You'll find it doesn't work.
Knock off that non-compliance.
Don't be a selfish jerk.
Just stop drooling and slow down the pace. Just cover your freaking face.
Wearing a face mask, I don't see it for myself.
Cover your freaking face.
I'm choosing not to do it.
Girl, just put a paper bag over that thing.
At the beginning of this outbreak, when you heard the phrase flatten the curve over and over again, that's why we all stayed in our homes, watching Maury and drinking cereal straight out of the bowl in our sweatpants for 3 months. The point was to get cases and hospitalizations down to a manageable level and to limit community transmission so we could get a rigorous system of testing and contact tracing in place that would allow us to safely get back to some semblance of normalcy. Instead, the president has squandered all of that, complained that testing makes him look bad, and called on his government to slow testing down. And now his administration is following through, cutting funding to testing sites as the outbreak reaches its worst levels yet.
There's a new plan at the White House for how to deal with coronavirus testing at the federal level in states across the country. Jeff Bennett reporting that the Trump administration is planning to end its funding and support for coronavirus testing sites at the end of this month. That is on June 30th.
That's right. They're cutting federal funding for community testing sites now as the outbreak hits a new peak. That's like a pilot turning off the seatbelt sign after they graze a mountain. Don't worry, folks. We just nicked one of the Rockies. Feel free to stretch your legs and don't look out the window, I assure you. At least half of our wings are still attached to the plane. At what point can we say Trump is actively putting people in harm's way? Holds indoor rallies, refuses to wear a mask, and wants to cut back on testing. Soon he's going to start going door-to-door, coughing on people, licking their doorknobs. Just yesterday, it was reported that dozens of Secret Service officers and agents were told to self-quarantine after Trump's Tulsa rally. Trump's a one-man super spreader. He is the Ozark swimming pool of human beings. That's why his Secret Service code name is Typhoid Gary. Typhoid Gary's on the move? Well, less of a move. It's more of a lumber. Trump has said repeatedly, since the day this all started, that he dislikes testing because it makes him look bad. And even after his staff tried to claim he was joking, he corrected them and said he was serious about slowing down testing.
Mr. President, are you still...
Mr. Rowley, you said you asked your people to slow down testing. Were you just kidding, or do you have a plan to slow down testing?
I don't kid. By having more tests, we find more cases. Therefore, we test, we're going to have more cases. By having more cases, it sounds bad.
It sounds bad because it's bad. Look, man, if you don't like the sound a smoke alarm makes, stop putting giant balls of aluminum foil in the microwave.
But I need to keep my foil ball warm.
If we stop testing for cases, that doesn't mean the cases aren't there. That just means we don't know about them. You can go into a roadside motel room without a black light, but it doesn't mean the linens are springtime fresh. So now our curve is headed back up after months of Americans making tremendous sacrifices to try to flatten it. Meanwhile, there are lots of other countries that really did flatten their curves. Just look at the European Union or the dozens of countries that have successfully suppressed their outbreaks.
The first group is the countries that appear to have successfully suppressed transmission of the disease, that curve has come all the way down so that they are barely registering any new cases. We have Andorra, Australia, Austria, Bhutan, Cambodia, China, Croatia, Cuba, Djibouti, Estonia, Greece, Iceland, Jamaica, Jordan, Kosovo, Latvia, Lebanon, Liechtenstein, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Malta, Mauritius, Monaco, Montenegro, New Zealand, Slovakia, Slovenia, South Korea, Taiwan, Thailand, Tunisia, and finally, Vietnam.
One of the biggest coronavirus surges is happening in Arizona. And yesterday, they introduced another well-known disease vector, Donald Trump. The president was there to give a speech to a tightly packed auditorium of supporters, most of whom weren't wearing masks. The only way it would have been more risky is if he'd revved up the crowd with a hepatitis cannon. And though it was only a crowd of 3,000, Trump was jazzed.
There is something going on. You feel it, right? You feel the spirit?
Oh, yeah, that crowd was feeling the spirit. It was in the air, spreading like a fever, their muscles aching with excitement and an enthusiastically dry cough. I wouldn't be surprised if their lungs were filling up with spirit juice.
Going up to the spirit in the sky. It's where I'm gonna go.
We've flattened the curve and really made tremendous progress.
I'm proud to report to you as the head of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, we slowed the spread. We flattened the curve.
I think you'll see by June, a lot of the country should be back to normal. And the hope is that by July, the country's really rocking again.
The president has been eagerly hoping to focus on reopening states. But right now, the administration is headed back to crisis mode as cases surge. And in a telling reversal, the president is no longer flouting the use of masks.
I'm all for masks. I think masks are good. I would wear, if I were in a group of people and I was close.
You would wear one.
Oh, I would. Oh, I have. I mean, people have seen me wearing one. If I were in a tight situation with people, I would absolutely.
You think the public will see that at some point?
I mean, I'd have no problem. Actually, I had a mask on. I sort of liked the way I looked. Okay, I thought it was okay. It was a dark black mask, and I thought it looked okay. It looked like the Lone Ranger.
We should note, before today's interview, the president has repeatedly downplayed the importance of wearing masks. He mocked a reporter for wearing one at a White House press conference. He's publicly mused that some people wear masks to signal their opposition to him. And he's told reporters he didn't want to see them wearing one.
Can you take it off because I cannot hear
you? I'll just speak louder, sir.
Oh, okay, good. You want to be politically correct. Go ahead.
No, sir. I just want to wear the mask.
A man who is refusing to put on a mask, wears a mask in so many other parts of his public and private life. He masks his dim-wittedness. He masks his inability to form tight relationships. He masks his finances. He masks his devotion to the American public. He masks his inability to really lead effectively. And when the moment comes to actually put on a mask for practical purposes and to prove that he's a leader, he refuses to wear it.
President is supposed to lead by example, and I watched the president yesterday wearing no mask, you know, and some making fun of the fact I wore a mask. The truth of the matter is that I think you're supposed to lead by example. He's a fool, an absolute fool, to talk that way. I mean, every leading doc in the world is saying we should wear a mask when you're in a crowd.
So do you think wearing a mask projects strength or weakness?
Leadership. What it presents and projects is leadership. Presidents are supposed to lead not engage in folly and be falsely masculine.
For the song from Public Enemy.
Randy, Rainbow, Mudhoney, Norman, Greenbaum, Golden, Earring.
Thanks to
Rod, Serling, Rudy, Giuliani, Cartman, Richard, Nixon, J.L., Corvin, Seth, Myers, Phil,
and Larry from
Groundhog
Day,
Wooly, Geist, Trevor, Noah, Stephen, Colbert, Katie, Ter, Anthony, Fauci, Elizabeth, Warren,
Chris,
Hayes, Mike, Pence, Jared, Kushner,
and
Joe, Biden.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.